Here. Look, I promise I'm not trying to be inappropriate or anything. But we're beat. And everything feels like a lot of effort right now. Let's share a bedroll, okay? This dungeon is cold and it's less work. Come on, mine is already set up. I'm holding up the covers for you, so you can crawl in beside me. Your toes are cold. Here, get closer. It's okay. There. Gods, I'm going to sleep like the dead. I can't believe we beat the necromancer in this dungeon. That must have been the hardest fight of my life. How many health potions did you go through? Wow. But that evil necromancer is dead, and all of his forced risen are dead too. They're all free now. We did a good thing. And now we can finally sleep without worrying about something taking us by surprise. It feels amazing. Like there's been a weight on my chest and I didn't know it was there. And now it's finally gone. I'm lucky to have you. Here, I'm gonna sneak a little closer to you. Is that okay? Oh, you're putting your arms around me. You're so strong. I feel really safe right now. Hey, how did you get this scar on your forearm? Yeah, the pale one. It's such a clean line. What happened? You don't have to be self-conscious. I have a bunch too. I've never minded them. I think they make my skin look more interesting. Like beauty marks. Yeah, yours too. Has anyone ever told you that you have really nice arms? Sorry, I guess I'm babbling. I'm exhausted, but I want to ramble at you. How do you smell so good? We've been stuck in this dungeon with a bunch of risen corpses for days. Yeah. We'll celebrate properly at the inn once we're back in town. It'll be ale and fine food, music and a feather bed. I can't wait. But I like this too. Basking in our victory, warm and cuddled up. Safe for the first time in a while. No, really. Maybe I'm getting too philosophical, but this is like the ultimate middle finger to the necromancer that we killed. And this was his house, and he hurt a lot of people here. But he's dead, and we're using the space for something that's kind. It's trust and contentment. Sleep and cuddles. I feel like we're rubbing salt in the wound of his defeat. Or do you think I'm reading too much into it? I like you. I mean, I like clearing dungeons with you. But I never know what you're going to say. It's very charming. You like me too? Well, gosh, I hope so. Or snuggled up closer than a couple of kittens. Am I keeping you awake? Oh, good. Thanks. I bet I'll get sleepy soon. I just like hearing the sound of your voice. We should do something to celebrate once we're back in town. And we'll have a bounty to spend. Oh, come on. I know you'd rather invest the coin into new gear and get to researching the next dungeon, but it's good to celebrate. Yeah, if you don't take the time to savor your accomplishments, your entire journey will pass you by. Think of it like this. Some people think life is a pedestal, where once you reach a certain point, everything stops and you're done. One day you're just accomplished, satisfied, and happy. But it's not true. Humans always want more. We move on to the next thing and never really take the time to appreciate what we've done. So, I want to do something special with you. We could go get a fancy cake, or take a walk down to the sea without our armor and gear. Yeah. I have wanted to do that with you for a while, actually. You know, and just be normal people for the day, and not adventurers. We could make small talk and collect seashells. Would you do that with me? Please? A date? It could be a date, if you want. I don't want to endanger my friendship with you. We're such a good team, and I... Oh, to hell with it. I like you. And we're cuddling, and I didn't know it was possible to trust another person the way I trust you. And when that necromancer got you for a moment during the fight, I was terrified. I think I started screaming. I know you're strong, but I thought I was really gonna lose you. And it was like the whole world started crumbling around me. So, yeah, I want to be closer to you. Emotionally, not just physically. And we can take all the time you want. I don't have any expectations. There's no timeline. I've carried my want for you in my heart for so long already. So, let's talk in the morning. For tonight, I just want to be close to you. And I also want to get a little sleep. Think about what I said, though, okay? Why do I like you? probably think it's because you have a lot of skill and you're really good at what you do. But it's been the little things that make me fall for you. I like the jokes that you tell and the way you sing when we're on the road. Or your smile. It's a thousand tiny things. I don't know if I could list them all, but if you want, I could try in the morning. Thank you for holding me. I'm sorry, I feel sleep coming for me. Good night.